Madtown's number one for hits and hip-hop, 93.1 Jams, Fusion in the afternoons. It's time to throw some shade.
What's up, Madtown? It's your favorite cousin, 608 Champ, better known as Clyde Mayberry. How y'all doing? Let's get into the mess. Whew. It's been real messy. They've been acting real crazy in ghetto.
It's hard out here for a DJ.
Ooh, it's real hard out here for a DJ. Yes. So let's talk about the attacks against the DJs and how they
just
have
just trying to play the music. Yeah.
Man, listen. So we got one instance that surfaced on the internet, an actual video of our girl Cardi B throwing her mic at a DJ at Club Dreyes, claiming he did not play her set correctly. So right at the end of her set, you will see Cardi B in the video turn around and chuck the mic at the DJ.
And then the next day, she's out performing at the same club.
Yes, at the same club.
And tosses a mic at a fan.
Yes, and throws her mic at a fan. A fan in the audience dashes water on Cardi B. You can clearly see this. This is also a video surfacing on the internet. And Cardi B just says, you know, she snaps and throws the microphone right at the girl. And the girl, once the mic hit her, for some reason, I guess all eyes were on her. And she was like, I'm sorry, I didn't try to do that. But you can clearly see in
the
video,
now,
the girl, like, is still holding the cup. She doesn't throw the cup as if it was like,
so
we just dancing. She chucks the water at her. I was like, ooh.
But what everybody is missing is, like, if you see the full clip, like 30 seconds before she throws the microphone at the fan, Cardi's asking people to spray her with water because it's so hot outside.
Wow.
So when that chick's standing there with the empty cup in her hand and water and ice up at Cardi like she asked for, the only real inconsiderate thing about this is that she didn't think, hey, I might have some ice cubes in here. She actually did what the singer asked for.
Her to do.
Right.
Yes. And I don't see how Cardi B was so hot, because, baby, she had nearly nothing on but some
flowy
fabric.
But it's Vegas,
fabric.
Bro. It's Vegas in the sun in the summer.
Good. Yes. True. Okay, so that makes, like, okay, Cardi, what you doing then? Like, you can't expect for these people to throw.
And even like 2 months ago, Cardi threw a mic at a DJ and fired him on the stage.
Oh, wow. So it sounds like Cardi B don't deserve no more microphones while she's in performance. She needs a headset.
Sounds like she needs to send out another round of plaques to all the DJs. Okay.
Girl, you gonna have to do something, because they gonna sue her.
Somebody's
gonna
sue her.
Cardi B, I don't care if the mic hit my shoulder. Baby, I'm suing you.
You know, the real crazy thing is the mic that was thrown at the fan is on eBay, and it's over like $2,000 right
Are
now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're eBaying that.
Not they done nabbed the microphone and kept it. Oh, Lord.
Cardi B sweating the fan's blood.
Yes. Cardi B, girl, relax. You know we love you over here at the Gossip Report. We don't want to hear you with no more lawsuits, because, baby, you be staying in the court.
You should be staying in the court.
Yeah, so just keep the mics to yourself, Cardi. And give the DJs a little bit of love. The DJs is working
We don't even want some love, just some respect. Don't throw nothing at us.
Right, because, you know, DJ Fusion, what would you do if Cardi B threw a microphone at you?
Grab that mic and throw it right back, or I'd be throwing my record. I'd be like, here's your record.
Boom. I love it. So the DJs is fighting back. Cardi, you better
I'd be shutting their sound down. It's like, you think you're rapping today?
Okay, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But the DJs,
I'm putting my mixer and go home.
Okay, listen. But the DJs still ain't getting no breaks, because everybody knows about our good girl Sexy Red. She just popped out of the scene. She's been giving us hit after hit since she's hit the scene. But, baby, you can also see a video on social media of Sexy Red cursing out her DJ, Mr. Rogers.
And this though comes back to he turned it off.
Yeah.
He turned it off. But this comes back to the conversation we just had about Cardi B.
Yeah.
Have a little respect for the DJ.
Right.
Who's making you look good.
That's true, because if they not spinning your music, clearly your team not doing it. So you got to give the DJs a little respect. But the DJ, Mr. Rogers, replied back saying that he's not her actual DJ, so why she expected for him to know her set was unbeknownst to him. And he says that, quote unquote, he loved this new generation of artists.
That's a pretty sarcastic love there,
yes,
too. If y'all ain't reading between the lines, you know what I mean? There's, you know, I could speak as a DJ,
yeah,
that as that up-and-coming artists are some of the most intrusive people I've ever met in my life. And, you know, it's cool. I love to help artists, all of them. But there comes a point where there's boundaries.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had to have this conversation with rappers. Like, I am not your DJ.
Right.
You did not hire me. You are not paying me.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Like,
so respect.
The event, so explain that. So events come with, like, maybe like an event DJ, and there might be performers at this event.
So that's actually part of the reason I stopped working a lot of big concerts, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, because when you end up DJing a concert like that, you know, especially like, if you know, like High Noon, Sylvie, Majestic, Orpheum, anywhere here in Madison, if you end up being the DJ that opens that night, you're gonna have to be the DJ for every act on the bill.
Wow.
Because, you know, a local rapper so-and-so doesn't have a DJ.
Yeah.
He might have a gold chain that he says is real, but you know what I mean?
But he ain't hiring no personal DJs.
You know what I mean? Like, half these rappers are paying to get time slots, which, you know, and then you got to sell tickets to get your money back, and then you're not going to give some of that money to a DJ.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? So none of these local acts have their own DJ.
Right.
It's not part of the bill. You have to get to a certain level before you have a DJ. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
At the bottom line is, like, most of the time the DJs are fighting the artists for the same stage.
Hmm.
And when you look at it, you know, like, we can all get booked for about the same rate.
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to make more money for the person that owns the venue and the liquor license?
Right.
A rapper that's going to be somebody for 20 minutes and then be Hollywood for 4.5 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Or a DJ that's just going to cater to your crowd for 4.5 hours?
So when you guys are DJing, you're just kind of like throwing what the artist is throwing at you out there. You have no time to prep for this. You don't get like a list that you just pick from to say, this is how we're going to play it.
No, they'll come up and hand you a CD with their music on it or a flash drive.
Wow.
And then like try to tell you like minutes beforehand, like this is the order that it's going to be played in.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And then you have to hope that, you know, they've labeled their files and put it all together.
Right, right. Because it might just say like track one, track two, track three.
Yeah, but they usually don't.
And they're like, play Welcome in the Hood.
Yeah, like, and then the artists never title their songs what the song actually is.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's like, it becomes a thing, man. Like,
that's stressful.
I don't do that anymore because I had to set boundaries for myself, for my own mental health. Like,
right.
I'm going to go out here and you're going to make a mistake on the act that you and me haven't practiced because you didn't hire me.
Mm-hmm.
And then in front of 10,000 people, you're going to put it on me and say that I made you look bad?
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
Bro,
instead of taking accountability. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah,
That really sucks.
Because
makes a DJ look bad. And like,
and it doesn't even matter. Like, you know, it was the same situation with like Baby Bash at Taste of Madison being his DJ or being a DJ for all 50 of the rappers I've been a DJ for at the High Noon Saloon.
Right.
I got all of their sets 5 minutes before they're going on stage, sometimes while I'm on the stage DJing publicly in front of everybody else. So I have to dull down my performance to prepare someone else's performance.
Dang. Artists, we got to do better. We got to do better. Like, so what would you recommend for artists to do? Like, if they know who the DJ is on the bill, maybe submitting their music to that DJ days in advance, you know what I mean?
Like, when I've worked with like Gary Knowledge and a few people like that, you know, if there's been a few times where we get all the music ahead of time and go. But for me, like, I just don't do those shows anymore. I would rather come to that show and support that show and pay a ticket price and support those artists
than to go,
you know,
through the,
yeah,
go
so
through the BS.
My contribution is local love. I'm putting y'all on the radio for 80,000 people, and at this point, like, I've got 3 local artists on the radio every freaking day.
So
every
not,
day.
What you say, I'm not finna be getting screamed at on the microphone.
No, man, and I'm not screaming on the microphone either.
You're not wrong. Listen, artists, you gotta do better, and don't chuck your damn microphone at DJ Fusion, because it's gonna go.
It's gonna come back.
Right back at you. Listen. But on some more mess that is a little serious, our girl Lizzo.
Man, this is a tough one here. You know, Lizzo is being sued by some former employees, because she fired them.
Mm-hmm.
And in most circumstances, you would think, okay, an employee's been fired, they're upset. But
they're coming back. They're not leaving without a fight.
They're not leaving without a fight. But this is a little substantial, and their claims are being corroborated by I mean, close to a dozen people. Yeah. Some of them that still work for Lizzo, people that have worked for her in the past, and people that have just been a part of her performances. So apparently, her public image and public persona is completely opposite of what she is behind closed doors.
Yes, and in some of these reports, there are things such as like fat shaming, forcing her dancers to do some pretty raunchy things at clubs and private after parties. Certain dancers were forced to watch nude performers at private events.
Or touch them.
Yes, or touch them. And it gets a little bit more crazier from what we're digging up.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you know, again, like, you know, the PG-13 version is definitely what's more friendly, but it's really terrible because she's an icon. She has been there for women, for big women, and empowered them to feel comfortable as they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so they're coming to her in a light of needing that support and that pumping and energy, and she's doing the total goddamn opposite.
Yeah, and in real life, she's not practicing what she preaches here. She's not leading with body positivity. You know, she's, you know, doing some fat shaming and treating her dancers in disrespectful ways that, you know, that in a employer-employee relationship, like, this
should
ain't right.
Not be happening. And, you know, that is sad because in music, we're seeing more and more of this surface. If you all remember, like, R. Kelly and his situation, when they're big, they got money, they're famous, people would almost do anything to obtain a piece of that fame or just to be even in the camps of these artists. And some of these artists are taking their hope for granted and doing some of these things that clearly they have some unfinished trauma that they need to get corrected because, like,
I don't know, man. Even the statement that was made on Lizzo's behalf is definitely like a pretty, like, just, you know,
super attorney based and paid, like, yeah, this is like I'm sorry and this is not me and I don't normally address these things and blase, like, and it's just, like, baby, you need to be
a little bit
on an interview, a live interview talking to Oprah Winfrey or something, because if this shit is true, your ass is sick. Done. And this is gonna get you some time possibly, because it clearly they have foul motions and things, so the courts on the way.
Courts are coming, and the whole story is going to get out there, and it's not going to be the PG-13 version. Like,
okay,
you know, some of this stuff is pretty serious. Like, if I was, you know, I mean, I just think about it. It's like, I work in a bunch of nightclub situations and after hours, and it's like, yo, like, these dancers also have to take a little responsibility for being grown people too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you have to know what your boundaries are. You have to know where you are and what is actually expected in the contract of what you signed up for.
Exactly. And that sucks because, like, I feel like we all can get in shoes where we're not ourselves sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like you said, I agree. Like, we're all adults and we have to make adult decisions. But I don't think I would have allowed no one to make me do those things. But hey, who's to say?
But here, like, put yourself in their shoes. You're on tour with this international,
like,
star.
The world.
You worked 9 months and auditioned through a TV show to get this job.
Yeah.
You're close to a year and a half doing some of the biggest festivals in the world with this person, and now you're not in America.
Mm-hmm.
You're in Europe. If you break off, you're on your own.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, you know, even if you, like, you know, not even as serious as quitting, like, you just don't go to the function, you now have
you're
to.
You're getting,
like,
strikes. And they said, and then one, two, three strikes and you out of there by Lizzo. Like,
Yeah, but, you know, just the fact, you know, like, you're in a foreign country, in a foreign city, no friends, no family. You know what I'm saying? The people that you're with are who you're supposed to have your back. And then this type of things go down. It's like, if you don't go with it, you know, you're in a situation regardless. Yeah. It's a no-win situation. So
yeah, and you know, Lizzo won't be able to fight this with one of those, like, oh, it was somebody on my camp doing these things. They're saying it is Lizzo. She is the head honcho of these allegations. She is the one telling them to do these things. She is the one hosting these private parties. It's just, like, sick. It makes you think, like, ooh, child, being a celebrity and the Illuminati and all of that stuff. They ass is weird. This is weird because, man, listen, me and DJ Fusion got the grown version, and eating bananas out of somebody or on somebody is just, woo. that's stuff that I don't like banana. That would have been my excuse. This is not funny at no point, but I don't like bananas. I don't like potassium. I don't want no parts. But man, I hope that this isn't true, and I'm not saying this to protect Lizzo, but I just hope that these girls did not go through that, because that is not fair. That is traumatizing and it's sick. So I just hope that this is not true, because damn, you got people that really went somewhere to be built up, now tore down, and now they're out here. Like, that's not fair to them. So
you know, sending positive vibes to those dancers who took the bravery and courage to step out and set their own boundaries and say this wasn't okay for me.
Yes. But that girl, two of them that did step out, and they have been doing interviews. I think her name Andrea. I watched her on the episode. I knew she was going to be trouble. But that's neither here nor there.
That's not here.
But when I saw her face on the interview, I said, I just knew she was going to be trouble. She was crying through the whole season. Now, away from the allegations, she was just a big crybaby.
Yeah,
and I was like,
remember watching that show, though? Like, that show was kind of like... Damn.
It was kind of Tetris.
Remember when that one chick just walked in front of Lizzo?
Yes. And yeah.
And she just tore it down.
Yeah. It was different. It was very different.
It's different. And if it was like that 24/7 when the cameras are off, I can imagine it being a little more intense.
Yeah, and I would have filed for unemployment. Yeah. Give me unemployment. I'm good. I wonder how much they was getting paid. Listen, we ain't letting this story go. We're going to follow this.
We'll follow it.
Yeah, and we're going to figure out how much they was getting paid to do this and things of that nature. Because this is crazy and weird. We don't have facts yet, and we are not here supporting any of the allegations until we get the affidavits.
So what's happening in Love and Hip Hop?
Ooh, Love and Hip Hop. If you don't remember your boy Prince, he is locked up again.
What Love and Hip Hop is he on?
He was on Love and Hip Hop Miami.
He was
one of the main cast members, but you might know him from this past season's Bad Boys season 2 on Zeus. He was all over there running around acting crazy, but he came back out from Love and Hip Hop Miami, and now he's in jail, and the charges are a little scary. So he was booked for burglary and assault.
Ooh.
And on the charges as of yesterday, he does not have a bond. So there's some victims involved, possibly. This ain't just probably like breaking into someone's house and no one was home. He assaulted someone, and then he had a weapon, they say, as well. So,
not Prince, a good situation.
What's going on,
Prince?
Natalie, is the checks clearing? Because why is he breaking into somebody out? Natalie Nunn, if you don't know, she good for the money, and she good. She just bailed out Orlando for Orlando Brown.
Yeah.
For season 2 of Bad Boys. It's literally on the show, her going to the jail, bailing
him out. But if the
out.
Judge doesn't offer the bond.
That's true.
It
was only $1,500 per charge. So $3,000 per charge. I think it was 2 charges. But on there,
apparently whatever he did
bond.
Was serious enough that the judge
they
felt
locked
he
his
needed
ass
to
up.
Stay in.
Okay, look at Prince. So ladies, we not going to see Prince down our Instagram showing off that Fashion Nova no time soon, because Prince is in jail.
Yeah, but you can always go re-scroll it.
Okay, listen, go pull it back up. It ain't going nowhere. But hopefully, Prince, you ain't hurt nobody. You don't get any passes because you're a celebrity. Get your shit together and stay out of jail.
Yeah, man. For real. Awesome, man. That is the gossip report today, man. How can Madtown tap in with your favorite cousin?
Madison, I need y'all to follow me on Instagram first, which is 608champ, C-H-A-M-P. But most of all, I want y'all to also follow me on Facebook, which is Clyde Mayberry. I want y'all to get in tune. I want y'all to tap in, because we know the cold winter is coming and y'all ain't got no choice but to listen to 93.1 Jams, and we want to make sure y'all hear what y'all want. So hit us up.
And cuffing season's just around the corner, so you know Clyde's going to be coming in with all that.
Sundress season and cuffing season is next.
Catch the full conversation at MadTownJams.com.